about.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I mean, I don't know how you do it. The radio is like your kingdom. Kind of like the way the ocean is my kingdom.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Except I've peed in your kingdom.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hello. This is 80s Rock History 101. Jed the Fish on Rock at the 80s streaming.
If you want to go to the rock show, I don't mind.
Really? Are you sure?
Sure. I haven't been to a rock show in a long time. The last rock show I went to was the Everly Brothers.
Mm.
You like the Everly Brothers?
They're my favorite rock group.
They're so good.
And now.
It's like I have Manny so much in me now. Like, I've been with him for a year already, so it's like he's in me now, so, like, I can't, like, push him out of me. Like, it just comes out unexpectedly.
Our feature presentation.
Rico, that is not going to look good, the transcript, son.
Mm.
That is not how you want to phrase that.
Mm-mm.
I had forgotten about that tape, Allie. I know we were talking about the very talented young actor from Modern Family a couple days ago on his birthday, but I'd forgotten that we had him on early in the run when he was still a little kid.
Just a baby.
Just a baby. You hear that voice, you go, well, that he's all grown up now. He's like 40 now, right?
I think he's 64, yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Gotten old. Hey, party people, welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Thursday, the 2nd of August. Monkey's on his way, by the way. Kevin will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into some transportation issues this morning.
He hit a bus.
I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Our producer is flying blind, almost literally today.
Yeah, just one eye.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so he's okay.
And as if we're not down enough, enough men, Chip is on the road. So Beer Mug is in on the ones and twos in the studio for the next few days. And hey, Mugs.
Hey.
And I always think about when Muggs is running the controls.
Uh-huh.
Here's the closest way I can explain it to our listeners. It's like if you're on an airliner and the pilot has a heart attack and they come on and ask if anyone has any experience flying a plane and a passenger gets up and goes into the cockpit.
That is not true.
Thank you, Ben.
That's what it's like when Muggs is behind the board.
It's like if the pilot had a heart attack and the co-pilot's like, I can do this. I was actually just serving drinks in the back, and I was also giving a pedicure to someone in first class. He is a utility player, and
thank
he needs to be respected.
You, Allie. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, Muggs.
Well, let's see how we feel by the end of today's show.
That could come back and bite me. So, Muggs, I'll be real upset if it does.
So, it sounds like that Mexico plane crash that's in the news this week may be what happens here, because Muggs will crash the plane, but because of your confidence in him, everyone on board will live.
Yes. And
so no real damage done.
And let's be honest, K-Rock right now is like the bad weather they were having.
Yes.
Everything is out of our control at this point.
That's true. All we're doing is just praying to Jeebus at this point.
Good Lord. Is this station still on?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Glue.
Sounds like you're joking, but you're
not. They've moved everyone over to the new building except for us.
That's right.
And I think they're just waiting for everything to finally break until they're like, okay, you guys can come over now.
Yep.
It's bad.
Yeah, systems are shutting down for sure.
Even the lights in the bathroom don't work anymore.
Lights in the bathroom have like this weird romantic hue. It's bizarre.
Well, they're not going to change light bulbs at this point. They're just going to tear the building down as soon as we leave.
Well, they haven't given us new paper towel for the bathroom, so you're starting to bring your own towel from home. You think I'm kidding. So bad.
I love it.
Certain parts of the station, you're like, God, it's hot in here. Oh, they turn the air off in this part of the building. Oh, got it. Okay. Great.
Yep. It's true. Hey, real quick, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. I thought it was a fascinating story. Allie, I know you saw this. Maybe some of our listeners didn't. This adultery case that has been in the news in North Carolina? You saw it, right?
Yes.
It's really interesting to me, and I guess I'm confused. I never really thought about it, but is adultery a crime?
Crime of the heart.
It is definitely a crime of the heart, and it's definitely no bueno. Nobody wants to be involved in it, but is it a crime? Like, if your spouse cheats on you, Is there a legal recourse? Is there a broken contract, mm-hmm. for instance, that you can sue for or what? I mean, I understand most of the time we hear about divorces as a result of adultery end up boiling down to spousal support and child support.
Right.
But you don't actually hear any kind of penalty for the adultery itself. Yeah. And that's why I was surprised to see this story. And apparently North Carolina is one of a handful of states that still has liability for adultery. I guess it goes all the way back to 17th century England, back in the days when the woman in the relationship was considered chattel, essentially, was the husband's property. And if somebody comes along and steals your lady, it's like they stole your cow, and you are entitled to some sort of penalty, some sort of damages, right?
I mean, everything
essentially,
about this.
Essentially, that's where it came from, though.
Right.
Okay. So now they have, in the states that do recognize adultery as some sort of a crime, they call it alienation of affection, basically. Hawaii is another state, South Dakota. But in North Carolina, apparently it is very common. There are over 200 alienation of affection claims filed every year. And this case that's in the news right now is a guy named Keith King, who says that he had a very happy marriage. And he works in the BMX stunt show industry, by the way. He owns a company there. His wife, Danielle, is also part of the company. They have a five-year-old daughter. And Mr. King claims that they had a happy marriage until this other dude, Francisco Huizar, came along and stole his wife right out from under him. And they ended up divorcing, and he sued and was awarded, you ready for this, Muggs?
Yeah.
$8.8 million.
Wow.
Wow.
$8.8 million, $2.2 for the crime and then $6.6 for punitive damages. Now, I'm sure there will be some sort of an appeal, and who knows whether that number is going to end up standing. And by the way, how much does it help you to win $8.8 million if the guy you're suing or the couple you're suing in this case doesn't have it?
Right. I was wondering if they were loaded or if this was just on principle.
See, I can't imagine how. I mean, I'm sure the victory feels real good, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that if he gets even a portion of that money, he is going to be able to get a much younger, hotter wife than the one he lost. Because if he's got millions of dollars now as a result of this, I mean, I think he kind of wins.
Do you?
Right?
Huh.
I mean, he doesn't look at it that way. Who knows? You never can tell how much of this is just for show. You know, he has to look bereaved when he goes into the courtroom, mm-hmm. if he's, you know, involved in this lawsuit. But he says, I can live without money, but I cannot live without love.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
So anyway, I just thought that was super interesting. And I will definitely keep my eyes peeled to see, you know, and he tried. I mean, there's a lot of testimony in the Washington Post coverage of this. You know, he went to the dude and said, look, she's my wife. You know, leave us alone. She did everything. He did everything he could to try to win his wife back. But at that point, his wife just was, you know, was into the other dude, I guess. But anyway, $8.8 million. And the last thing I'll say on this before we move on is if that kind of money, if that's being handed out, if that verdict works and sticks, mm-hmm. and some of that money is paid, how many couples are going to pretend that there's adultery involved?
Isn't it? I thought it was just a loophole in that state.
Apparently there are 8 states where you can sue like this.
Well, they got to fix that loophole because that's nuts.
It does seem nuts, and it also seems like there ought to be a cap on damages.
Yeah, you would,
I would think. Right? But I mean, what I'm saying about the fraud, though, is a couple decides, hey, let's pretend there's an adultery going on. Let's go through the court. Let's get a huge verdict, and let's just stay together. You know what I mean? This is just a way to cash in and win a bunch of money.
Bean, look at you. Conspiracy Bean.
In other news, Donna and I are moving to North Carolina. I just wanted to make that announcement.
Okay.
So, all right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Beecher, shall we?
Can I get a whoop-whoop?
No.
No.
I don't know. You may want a whoop-whoop after you hear about today's program. It is... It's a fascinating topic and an interesting career option that is now available, and that is professional video game players who are at the point now where, thanks to esports and all the tournaments, hundreds, maybe thousands of people are professional video game players now, and now there are scholarships available. And, Ali, you brought this article up, and some people are questioning the parents who would hire tutors for their kids to learn how to play better Fortnite,
yes.
in hopes that one day that can be a career.
Yeah, and a lot of them are saying, no, it's just so they get along better with their classmates so they can keep up in video games. Now you're hoping to cash in on your kid later.
Yes, exactly.
Let's just be honest.
Nate Chops Johnson is going to be on the program today.
Nice.
He is with the Gentlemen's Social Club of Los Angeles, the SoCal Beard and Mustache Competition. Can you believe it's that time of year already? Just flies by, doesn't it?
It really does.
People Are Dumb on the show today. Dr. Drew Pinsky is going to be here with his weekly visit on the Kevin and Bean program. And apparently, I guess we'll give you a heads up for folks who want to, you know, check out for 10 minutes. But apparently the Armenian Comedian has a new album.
A new album?
I have not heard. Yeah, this is more than just a new song. No. I have not heard one second of it. But Omar has and says we need to know. So that's going to happen on
the show. I'm all excited, brother.
I know you are. And the final pair of tickets to join us this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, at the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool Singles Party. Your final chance at tickets all coming up. Plus, Allie's got What's Happening, and that's next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
That means it's time for What's Happening, Allie.
Well, what's happening is Kevin has rejoined the show. He was running little bit late.
Hey, everybody.
Had to take an Uber because you were down in Oceanside yesterday hosting something.
It wasn't the most ideal plan.
Right?
Oceanside on Wednesday?
Yeah.
But it was an Animal Kingdom panel, which I loved. And Sean Hattasy is directing his first episode.
Wow.
And it was fantastic. And so a bunch of the cast members were there, and I hosted it. And there were a bunch of people there asking questions and whatnot. Wow. And it was really fun.
You hosted a panel.
I did.
Excellent.
And I'd like to go so far as say, I did pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
How about
the
arm?
Is there any proof of that?
I don't think so.
Then you did great.
Perfect.
Like
thank you,
the best, maybe.
It was the best ever. Panel anyone's ever hosted.
Right, exactly.
Arm movement.
Arm movement was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't know, it's weird to then watch yourself back and go, what am I doing?
What if it was just like your right leg then never moved? Your whole body's moving, but then
everything else.
Weird leg. Excellent.
It was
and
fun.
The reason it was in Oceanside is because that's where the show is shot, right?
Correct. Yep.
Excellent. Really good.
It was good times.
Good
till this morning when my Uber didn't show up.
Yeah.
Then it's not so fun.
Eh.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Well, here, let me change your whole day.
All right.
Maybe your life.
My life?
Yeah, this
pretty
has
big sell.
This has a lot to do with you guys.
Kevin is about to become very, very popular again.
Yes. A reboot of the 1980s sitcom ALF is now in the works at Warner Brothers from the original writers. Thank God. Because you can't just pop in there and think you're going to write for ALF. You need the original guys and gals. The show, starring the friendly alien ALF, which do you know what it stood for, ALF?
Ooh.
I don't.
Ooh.
Bean.
Alien life form.
Sure. He lands in the home of a middle-class family, and it's reportedly going to focus on ALF returning to Earth with a brand new family and characters. The original series ran for 4 seasons on NBC. No network attached just yet. I can't imagine they're not all champing at the bit, right?
Sure.
I learned that it was champing at the bit from Bean.
Same.
I always thought it was chomping.
Same.
So weird,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We had, I wish I remembered his name. Who's the man behind ALF, the guy who does the voice and everything? We had him on one time as a mystery guest. Remember, we put him in the other room and put a voice changer on him, and people called in and asked questions and tried to guess who he was.
Oh, wow.
And he's a super nice guy, super fun. Really fun visit.
Who could have guessed the voice of ALF?
Right?
I may be a bad person, but I don't think I ever saw ALF.
Well, you're a bad person for a lot of other reasons.
Yeah.
So I wasn't TVN in the 80s, so I missed a lot of shows.
Okay.
And ALF, I think, is one of them. I would recognize him. I know who he is and what it's about, but I don't think I've ever seen it. Was it good?
To a kid, yeah. It was,
yeah.
To me, it was great.
At the time, to a kid, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So maybe it'll find a whole new audience.
Yeah, and if you don't remember ALF, maybe just hearing his voice would jog your memory.
Do they have somebody to do the voice yet? Because
not yet.
Available.
And let's say this is your audition right now.
Right.
I need you to nail this, Kevin.
No problem.
Yeah!
Right?
It's uncanny.
Right?
That is
uncanny.
Kevin's best at only impression.
And you have to also now add Willie to it. It's a callback.
All right.
Okay, you're back in.
Okay.
Kevin, we want to see you again. We thought you did great the first time, but we need to hear you more.
No problem, Willie.
Yeah!
Right?
I mean, here's your contract.
All right.
Amazing.
Somebody contact me today and be happy to do it.
That's really nice of you.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Kevin became the voice of TV's ALF?
Yes, it would.
It would be amazing.
It would be bizarre beyond words.
I would love it, and mostly because I would love if someone was still doing a show and then they could get all of the takes of your line reads.
Oh, please. Like, I would nail them.
So really?
Mm-hmm.
Like you did with the Grammys all those
years? I mean,
years.
Sometimes I made mistakes along the way, but that's behind me.
That's totally behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a whole new outlook. Could we hear some of those just Grammy outtakes?
I don't think we need to do that.
Okay.
Coming up,
Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one. Send the number two. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God... Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. Wow. With Carrie Underwood and Riscal Flats.
Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again.
Ludacris. The 49th Annual Grammy Awards with Clinton. An unprofessional.
Let's do it again.
No, you're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley.
That's vodka and Red Bull. For 4 days in a row in Miami. I could quite possibly die during this recording session.
An unprofessional.
Yeah. I wish you could have seen the people there that were recording and then the script supervisor.
Right.
Just looking at each other like, what do we do?
How'd this happen?
Yeah.
But you literally got called back in to do all that. You thought you were done.
First year I did it with Bean.
Right. No, I mean that time specifically. You got called back in. You thought you were done recording everything.
And I was coming back from Miami from the Super Bowl. Yeah. And I had done nothing but drink the entire 4 days.
Right.
And all I was looking forward to was getting into my bed.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, we need you to come. What?
Yeah.
No, I need to go to bed.
But correct me if I'm wrong. They hired you again after that.
They did.
And again.
Right? So that's on them.
It's on them.
Right. Okay.
Oh, it brings me joy.
And then they found out Ellen Kay was still alive.
Right?
And she's done it ever since.
Mm-hmm. Then they made the right choice.
Womp womp. All right. Some birthdays for you. UFC fighter Nick Diaz, Sam Worthington. And his dog, Spot. If you want a car, truck, go see Cal, right?
Sure.
Or Pussy Cow for kids that grew up in this town. Every kid thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Mugs?
I thought it was Pussy Cow.
Even worse. How could you make it worse?
I don't know.
Isn't that
I just what said Allie just pussy
I thought you said Pussy Cow.
Good God.
What did I tell you?
Yep. You're right. You're right. You're
what
right.
What did I tell you
you're
guys?
You're right. Mary Louise Parker and Edward Furlong, happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
By the way, it's 7 o'clock this morning, just after 7. Mm-hmm. We've got tickets for you if you're a guy or a girl. Guy or girl? Just guy.
Yes.
Guy
or girl. Both?
Guy or girl. Okay. Just after 7 o'clock, we're going to have you call in and tell us why you need to be there instead of everybody else. So just giving you a heads up so you can plan.
The bus pulls out for Las Vegas tomorrow morning.
Correct.
So it's almost here, kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join us, hang on. About 20, 25 minutes or so, we'll be inviting your calls. Also, People Are Dumb on the way. First, though, Fortnite back in the news. By the way, I don't play the Fortnite.
Right.
Not a big video game person. I know a lot of people are, and Fortnite has taken over in a way that I haven't seen a game take over in a long time. What was the last thing? Hey, Dave.
Hi.
What was the last game that got this big, this fast, the way Fortnite has?
Overwatch or Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What was the one where everybody was running around the streets looking for...
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that was
huge.
That was a mobile-based game.
Yeah.
It has just become a sensation, and there are a couple of different angles to this right now, and I think we have a news report on how many people are hiring tutors for their kids and sometimes for themselves, adults, to learn how to play Fortnite better because it's become a thing that you just have to know how to do if you want to live in modern America anymore.
As Fortnite, the game, continues to dominate the world of video games, parents are starting to invest in coaches. Yes, coaches, they could be described as tutors, in the same way that they would for sports or academics. The Wall Street Journal reporting that parents are paying between $10 and $20 an hour. I know people paying way more than that, by the way. That's nothing. Nothing compared to what's really going on here in the big city, the Big Apple. People paying much more than that. So that their kids can level up, that they can try to learn different skills and hopefully get the win. There are kids, by the way, this is affecting their self-esteem. Yeah. They're on a team. You know, this is the difference between being on the A team or the B team. You know, if you wanted to get better at basketball or baseball, you might.
Except for that's a real sport and you're actually doing something.
I know, but I'm saying this has become the social construct
right,
of what's going on.
Hold on for a second.
Yep.
First of all.
She got some emails.
Right? Oh, yeah. First of all, sit down. First of all.
Beat it, kid.
Beat it, kid. Exactly. Second of all, Allie, do you think that these – really? I just assume when I heard tutors, I thought people are trying to enter tournaments. They're trying to go pro. They're trying to, I don't know, make money off it. It's really just so that you have bragging rights with the 10-year-old who lives next door?
If that's true, then those parents have serious issues. But even more so than if you want your kid to be a legit esports kid and get a scholarship.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is there's also scholarships for college involved too. So maybe that's part of the reason why they're paying for coaches.
Around America and in Europe, there's lots of places that are now offering esports scholarships, right? But, I mean, so, again, I'm not a parent, but my 10-year-old comes home and he's like, Daddy, I'm sad. I keep losing at Fortnite. I go out and hire him a tutor so that he has – to improve his self-esteem so he doesn't lose?
No, you say, beat it, kid.
Right?
Get better.
Yeah. Or go ride a bike. Something. It's nuts to me. It's
but
nuts.
But, I mean, I understand. Yeah, look, if your kid is obsessed with Fortnite, your kid wants to play Fortnite. I understand you want your kid to be happy and you want your kid to feel better about himself. It's just weird. I mean, yeah, they were mocking $10 an hour. Most of the articles I've seen, it's at least $50 an hour to get a good tutor for Fortnite.
Dave, strong.
How are you at Fortnite?
Terrible. I'm terrible at all games, though. Like any first-person game, I'm always the guy shooting up at the ceiling.
What if I got your tutor?
Oh, let's do it, right? I'll be good. I'll learn how to build, and I'll avoid the storm and do all that stuff.
Why doesn't your mom love you?
That's right.
This is so sad.
I just need to fit in, guys.
All right, let's hear some more.
Ball, you might.
Except for that's a real sport, and you're actually doing something.
I know, but I'm saying this has become the social construct of what's going on with
this.
These
is not
kids.
Okay. I've got Greco in my ear saying this is sports. This is not sports. This is gaming.
This
and
is sports. By the way, esports. You've interviewed Bobby Kotick and others. You know this
not
is
sports.
It's
esports. That's.
I feel like they're off track here.
They really are.
Maybe they're a little bit off track.
All right. Let me just decide it for those people that do in the news and for everybody else. Video games are sports. Golf is not.
Okay. Good enough.
All right,
but there's not a great physical payoff.
No, there's not. If you're thinking about obesity rates in kids and wanting them to get outside and get away from these things, however, I do understand
the best ones work out.
You guys should talk at the same time. It sounds great.
What show is this that I never want to see?
Good Lord.
I don't know.
No, but the best ones.
What? Work out their thumbs?
No. They actually, it's like, by the way, golfers for a very long time didn't work out. Now you look at most professional golfers and they're ripped.
I need to make sure I can hold my bladder for 4 hours so I don't have to get up from the game and go away. I mean, she brings up a good point. A lot of people wearing diapers playing the game.
That's true. This lady needs to be put down.
The whole newscast does.
Let me ask you, I know we don't have much time, but let me ask you the scholarship angle again for a second. If somebody's super good at Fortnite or whatever game.
Right.
I know that there are people that you look up to and admire who are making, in many cases, big money playing these games, winning tournaments around the world. It's their livelihood.
Right.
But, like with anything else in the world of entertainment, the chances are so infinitesimal that that's going to be you, right?
It's the same thing with kids that are great in basketball in high school and great in basketball in college and never make it to the NBA.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I'm struggling with. If my kid wasn't great at sports and didn't excel in school, but they were super passionate about esports.
Right.
I mean, maybe I would spring
for a tutor.
Just
because that's their passion.
Just because that's their passion, and if that's something that they want to get great at, and then they can go to college with a scholarship on that. I mean, what's the difference between paying for a tutor for somebody for math or English or paying
or
for somebody
piano or whatever else they're
into? Absolutely. It's an extracurricular.
Do we know how many there are?
How many what?
What?
How many
scholarships?
Scholarships. Do we know if it's just a tiny number and it's one place? Is it everywhere?
I think it's becoming more and more.
Yeah, it's growing. Yeah.
But by the way, it doesn't even matter if you get the scholarship or not, because there's people who stream on Twitch themselves playing.
Right.
Like Ninja makes millions streaming on Twitch. So if you get good enough and, mm-hmm. You're good enough locally, people will watch your Twitch to see how you play. And then you can make advertising money off of that. And hey, maybe that pays for some of your college. Not just getting the scholarship.
Or maybe you don't even have to go to college. If you've
exactly.
Got that,
you've yeah. got that with skill. The YouTube world and the Twitch world, mm-hmm. you could. Yeah. There's so much opportunities to make
money.
But
let's be honest. Most of the kids suck at this game. And then they, right. and then they get a tutor. Mm-hmm. And after that, they suck at this game.
They suck a little less.
Listen,
yeah.
I hide a lot when I play this game, and they still find me, so they ain't sucking. So.
Maybe you're just sucking more.
Well, probably.
That's possible.
Quick reminder, by the way, you can still get at any SoCal Hot Topic location, the new K-Rock Gorilla sticker. You okay?
That's not your cough button.
Oh, my gosh. I pressed the wrong.
Your cough button is not working. She was pushing a button aggressively.
I was pushing a button, and my face was away from
And what was the button that you were actually pushing?
It was the on blue button right below the cough.
So you were turning your mic. You were making sure your mic was on. Okay. I love it.
So good.
I love it.
Gorilla sticker is the thing, guys, at the SoCal Hot Topic location near you. And you can win a concert with the band for you and your friends, a new car.
Sorry.
And a $500 Hot Topic gift card. Go to KRock.com for all the details.
All right. Time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
The first story comes from an Egyptian zoo that painted a donkey to look like a zebra.
Now, that's inappropriate.
Come on.
An Egyptian zoo has been stripped of its, I guess its license. For allegedly, what's that?
Accreditation?
Sure, that would work as well. For allegedly attempting to fool visitors by painting black and white stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra.
You saw the photos. I mean, it's so clearly still a brown donkey underneath.
Yeah,
it's
doesn't
a
look
terrible job.
It doesn't look at all like it's just insane.
Like, who did they really think we're going to get away with this?
I mean, I don't know.
Come far and wide to see our zebra
because there were a bunch
that's
of
my question.
There were a bunch of kids that visited, and right. they're the ones that noticed.
Do you think people were so stoked on a zebra? Like, was that the draw? They're like, oh, you guys, we got to paint this donkey. It's weird to me.
That is very weird.
Our zoo is not doing the kind of business we need, but if we had a zebra, right. I feel like that would turn things around. And then they just start looking for what looks most like a zebra that they can paint.
It's a zonkey, is what it is, a zonkey.
Sure. They should have just bought one from Tijuana. They're everywhere
sure.
in Tijuana.
This is not the first time it's happened, by the way. In 2009, a zoo in Gaza reportedly painted two donkeys black and white to replace zebras that had died. And in 2013, this is my favorite, a zoo in China tried to pass off a dog as a lion.
Do you remember the pictures?
Crazy.
Yes, amazing.
It was awesome.
When a visitor went to the cage to see the lion at the zoo, they heard a loud bark.
What's wrong with that lion?
So the dog started barking. They're like, that's not a lion. So that's good times right there. A 17-year-old burglar allegedly broke into a home, woke up the owners, and asked for their Wi-Fi password.
Very reasonable.
Dude was out of data.
Understandable.
So he needed some Wi-Fi. 17-year-old broke into the home, woke up the owners. How do you start that conversation? Look, I know I'm not supposed to be in your room.
Right. I'm not here to murder you.
Everything's going to be good.
Yeah.
I just need your Wi-Fi password because I need to get on Facebook.
I don't like the attitude and the tone of your voice, Kevin, because he needed Wi-Fi.
Right.
What was he supposed to do? Go without Wi-Fi?
I mean, don't they have cafes and different places like that where there's Wi-Fi?
He needed it now.
This is also the second time he did that. The first time he went up to a house and he knocked on the bedroom window.
Mm-hmm.
Then a woman was inside.
Yeah.
And he like motioned her over.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
No. Like he was just going to pick it up from outside the house.
This guy really needs Wi-Fi.
Serious.
He's got to call T-Mobile or somebody and get a better plan.
Just somebody give him the Wi-Fi. What's
have
the
you guys
downside?
Ever done this? Because I have. I can't remember a couple different times I've needed Wi-Fi. You know, the cellular service wasn't enough. And I drove into the parking lot of a hotel.
Is that right?
And, yeah, drove into like a Motel 6 or something like that because they always have free Wi-Fi with no code. And, you know, just drove up next to a room and just used some Wi-Fi there and drove off.
Huh.
No, I've never done that.
I didn't break into anyone's house. I'm not as cool as that kid.
I don't know. This whole thing sounds suspect.
Right?
Pulling into a motel.
From Nashville, North Carolina, the Nash County Sheriff's Office didn't need a stakeout to nab a meatpacking shoplifter on Monday. Why? How come?
I mean.
How come why?
Mm-hmm.
You need puns to tell this story. Monday, deputies arrested a 47-year-old Keith Jordan after he found more than $160 worth of stolen ribeyes down his pants.
Oh. Well, at least he wasn't a hamburglar.
At least it wasn't skirt steak. It's down his pants.
Deputies found 10 packs of steaks on the suspect, who will, as the sheriff officer wrote on social media, have no steak dinner tonight.
Did they grill the suspect?
Oh, no.
No, they didn't have a pun that was anywhere near that interesting. They were all bad. Was it tube steak?
Oh, gross.
Right?
Kevin had to make it dirty.
We were all having fun here.
Man accused of setting fire to a store's American flag because it wasn't displayed properly.
Oh.
Well, he showed them.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of rules where if you have the American flag up at night, you have to have a light on it.
Right.
And they didn't.
Okay.
So he lit the flag on fire.
All right. That seems...
Okay. Which seems a lot worse than not having a light on it. I'm not exactly sure why
he did
that.
It had light on it.
Sure did, yeah.
Who loses the patriotism battle there?
Right?
Yeah.
And a woman tried hiding from police by placing a washing basket on her head.
Oh, how'd that work?
Not great. It's actually, it looks like a hamper.
Right.
Look at this.
That's a full hamper.
She puts it on her head, but it only comes down like just below her chest.
And she's still standing.
She's still standing there, so you can see her waist and her legs. It's one of the most bizarre things that I've ever seen in my life. She failed to show up at court, so officers showed up at her house, and that's when she put the hamper on her head.
It's not me. I don't know who you're looking for, but look, clearly it's not me.
A little kid would do that, playing hide and seek, and you'd be like, can't find Timmy anywhere.
Right, and then you'd sit him down and go, Timmy, don't be dumb.
Right, that's the worst.
Right. However, in order to try and fool the officers, she did put it on. She was standing underneath. The police took a picture of the disguise and posted it on Twitter.
Oh.
I love this. With the caption, female located and arrested for failing to appear at court. I love that they take a picture of the woman and they put it up on Twitter to mock her.
Yeah.
And they should have.
Sure.
And this is People Are Dumb. We are going to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah.
As Kevin and Bean built this pool singles party at the scene on the rooftop of Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. It's this weekend and just after 7 o'clock. In about 10 minutes, we're going to ask you to call. And, we're going to ask you why you need to be there over everybody else that calls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the last pair of tickets, so we want to make sure the most needy, maybe needy's not the word.
Needy's not the word.
The most deserving person.
Sure.
Deserving.
How about that? The most deserving person, for whatever reason, you've had a run of rough luck, for instance, maybe. You're a fantastic single person that other single people will be delighted to meet. You've got a great group of friends that can't wait to get away and just bust out in Las Vegas.
It's you and three friends, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So call now or don't call now?
No, don't call now, but in about 10 minutes, we'll tell you when to call.
Okay, fantastic. So the final pair of tickets for the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool Singles Party, if you want to join us in Las Vegas, right after Allie's What's Happening here on this Thursday morning.
Well, Blake Griffin is trending on Twitter, so I clicked on it, and woo, do people have a lot to say about this. According to Radar Online, Blake Griffin has to fork over $258,000
a month
for child support for his two young children with the baby's mom, Bryn Cameron. That's according to court documents obtained exclusively by Radar Online.
A month.
I guess the argument on this is they're supposed to be able to live in the lifestyle to which they become accustomed.
Right. Right.
$258,000 A month.
Yeah, they've been embroiled in a very nasty paternity case and a separate civil suit. She claimed that he broke off their engagement shortly after he started dating Kendall Jenner when he was still part of the Clippers. And in court documents, she claims that Griffin booted her and their two children, Ford, who's now 5, and Finn, who's 2, from his Pacific Palisades mansion and reduced her basically to being homeless. She had $100 in her personal bank account. So
that seems bad.
She then, obviously, she's trying to get some money, some child support.
Sure.
And then he went on to sign a 5-year, $173 million contract extension with the Clippers last June and then was traded to the Pistons in January. Here's the thing. It looks like he's making about $35 million a year. That's from his income with the NBA and then including investments and whatnot. So $35 million a year. $258,000 a month seems like a drop in the bucket.
Right.
When you look at the grand scheme of things. And then when you think about it's usually in California, what, 10%?
It's about $2,000, a little over $2,000 for a year. I'm sorry, $200,000 per year.
No, 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 no. It's going to be
$3 million. $3 million.
Now who's bad at math?
Right? I just took the crown from you, Allie. You're welcome.
I mean, source me on it as well. But
that
yeah,
Allie-esque,
winds
man.
Up being
that
about
an alley-oop.
Basketball. It winds up being about $3 million a year.
Wow.
But
so you're
yeah.
saying he can afford it. But I guess the question is it fair? Does the baby need, the kids need that much to live on by any stretch of the imagination, I guess, would be what someone asked.
I would definitely not think that two children need $258,000 right. a month. But if my dude that I thought I was marrying that I have two kids with broke up with me to date a Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
I'd take him for everything he had because yeah. I'm petty as F. What?
By the way, right. Sister Producer Christine brings up that the ex Mrs. Blake Griffin also mm-hmm. has a baby with Matt Leinart. Does she have money coming in from Matt as well?
How much money can Matt Leinart have?
Well,
I mean,
let's
all be serious here.
That's a good point.
I see what Christine's doing, sticking up for USC quarterback. However, this woman was a basketball star at USC too.
Hmm.
How much money is Matt Leinart giving her?
Right. I mean, I think she can make it on $258,000 a month.
I feel like she could as
probably
well.
Probably be enough.
Yeah. We'll soon find out that all of these numbers are totally wrong.
Sure.
And that'll be fine. I feel like we shouldn't even know any of this, but you're welcome.
She should buy, here's what she should do. This mm-hmm. is the answer. This gets Blake off the hook. This makes her rich for life. She should buy 2 lottery tickets because
okay.
then she can't lose.
She has double the odds.
Yeah,
double her odds. She'll definitely hit the lottery.
Okay.
That's true.
Wow.
It's a guarantee.
Didn't even think about that. That's a great point. And speaking of child support, Charlie Sheen says he can no longer pony up child support for Denise Richards and Brooke Mueller because Hollywood won't hire him. The former Two and a Half Men star filed requests to modify his support payments. This is according to The Blast. Sheen says, quote, I have been unable to find steady work and have been blacklisted from many aspects of the entertainment industry.
Didn't he make hundreds of millions of dollars off of that last show he did?
Not only off of the last show, but he was at one point making $1.9 million an episode
yeah,
on Two and a Half Men.
Most of that went up his nose, allegedly.
But all that money between that and then the last show that he did that he was making a ton off of and then was getting back end from syndication. Woof.
Bring it.
But then he started selling off a lot of his baseball memorabilia and whatnot. So, woo, that's a lot of money to just go by way of and right?
Right.
If you do the crime, you got to do the time.
I think that's
winning.
What I'm saying. I don't know if you're winning.
Not
at
winning
all.
So much.
No. He was currently sending Denise $20,000 for their two daughters, Sam and Lola, and gives Brooke Mueller $55,000 a month for sons Bob and Max, because apparently boys need more money than girls. But you got to think they're now looking at that Blake Griffin money like, hey.
Hey, man.
He used to have that kind of money. What happened?
I've been riding it on a Mercury surfboard.
Well,
right.
I didn't take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
I mean, there's not much you can say other than genius.
Oof. I mean, there are some other things you can say.
Yeah, not so genius.
Bring it.
I will bring it. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dan Reynolds. I mean, I hope he's safe. Because he was given a lot of insider information last night via Twitter and via videos. on being part of the Illuminati. Whoa. I am concerned.
You think he's part of the Illuminati?
He says he is, and he was naming names. He definitely wasn't kidding to all the outlets that then ran with it. It was a fun time on Twitter last night.
I can't process it.
Well, we're going to hear from Dan in some of those Twitter videos coming up.
That's
Happy
funny.
Birthday, Nick Diaz, Sam Worthington. Who's an actor? I was told it's not Cal Worthington.
Oh, right.
Name. Yeah.
Those are
completely different people.
I know she just found that out.
You don't have to pile on. Those are completely different people.
Why did you think it was Cal Worthington and his little dog Spot?
I didn't. I was kidding. Mary Louise Parker and Edward Furlong. And that's what's happening.
A few minutes ago, Bean said that you could call in for singles party. He was lying. When he said the next 10 minutes, total lie. I don't know why Bean lies.
I said, hey, should they call now? And you said, no, they should call in 10 minutes.
I don't know why Bean lies.
Yeah, Bean was like, psych, suckers.
Right. Still coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, so keep listening for your chance. The final chance to get on the party bus to go to Las Vegas with us.
Yes. The problem is we have so much show today that it's backing up like LAX right now because Chops is here as well.
Right.
We want to bring him in. He's the president and founder of the Gentlemen's Social Club of Los Angeles. You know, it's that magical time of year again, you know, with the competitive beard battle.
Sure.
So we'll see what Chops is working with this year when he joins us in a few minutes. And as Kevin mentioned, singles tickets in a few as well. First, though, DJ Omar Khan.
Hey.
It's usually not good news when you're in the studio.
Oh, I love it when Omar comes in.
This is great news, by the way. I have new music for you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's this prolific artist.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he actually just released a new track a couple of weeks ago.
Is he part of a band? Is he a singer-songwriter? What type of...
You know, he's been probably recording music for about 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, he's so talented.
Okay.
And he is part of a band. The band's called the Sidecar Bandits.
Okay, Sidecar Bandits.
And the artist is Sam the Armenian Comedian.
No.
You know,
no.
If you leave with that, it gives us the opportunity to turn off the radio faster.
Listen, he hasn't released a full-length record since 2013 with the Sidecar Bandits.
And the people have been clamoring for this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he comes into the studio yesterday, unannounced.
Unannounced.
Okay, uninvited.
Okay.
He just shows up and drops off this CD, which is a masterpiece. It's called Drive Through.
So you didn't have to participate in this at all. You didn't record this or anything, right?
Nope. They went into a studio, and it's a very professionally made CD. It's got artwork and everything.
Sort of does look professional.
It's pretty crazy. Where CDs are useless, Sam is making CDs.
Correct,
now,
yes.
Right? So that's totally what
Might
Sam
as well put
does.
It on a cassette.
Exactly, right? So I took a listen to the CD, and this is just a emotional roller coaster of what Sam's about.
Okay.
The first track I'm going to present for you, you know, like any artist in today's society, it's hard for them not to get into a little bit of politics, right?
Okay.
So this is Sam, you know, being a little political, and I want you to guess what the title of this track is.
Freedom of speech. 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 Freedom of speech.
Okay, I've got a guess.
Okay.
Is it, I disagree with the president's attack on the First Amendment rights and the free press in this country?
No, but close. Let's see if it changes it up here.
Talk to me, I'll talk to you. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
Oh, I got it.
Ellie has it.
Freedom of speech.
That's it. Yeah, you got it right.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
And I mean, that was pretty sweet too.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty jamming.
It's got a Zappa vibe to it. That one does.
Totally right. And we all know Sam. Sam just wants to bring the people together.
Right. Sure.
Right. So this is a song called Peace.
I want peace in Syria. I want peace in Ethiopia. I want peace in Venezuela.
Does it seem to you guys like the background singer is singing a completely different song than Sam?
That's because he is.
Fight for us for the mic.
I want peace here. Let's play some.
dare you.
Listen, guys.
This is one of those albums where 20 years from now, we're all going to look back and go, you remember where you were when?
Absolutely. Genius. And I know Sam, over the years, has been asking you to do a Breakfast With show.
Right.
I think with this record, guys, we're going to have to do one. We're just going to have to. By the way, you guys can go to sidecarbandits.com to check out the other tracks, because he has a track on here called Mr. Santa, which is magical, and Tattoo, which is unbelievable. But the next track gives us a little bit of insight to what his home life is really like. I'm tired of being proper and hummus.
My wife cooked the other day tabbouleh. Okay.
Cheese pudding. Salvadova chicken day.
Just naming food.
Just naming food.
He wants a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
with
some fries.
Okay.
You can hear the pain in his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, is he getting worse? Yes, first of all. And second of all, he's still married.
Yes.
And we've talked to his wife many times, and she seems intelligent.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty.
She's got a good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She's pretty. I don't know what kind of blackmail he has on her.
Yeah. Truly.
Stay together for the kids, man.
This next song is...
This
my,
last song, you mean, I hope.
This last song that I'm going to play for you is my favorite. And, I'm not going to ruin it trying to set it up.
Okay.
I just want you to interpret it. This is called Jungle Love.
What's up?
And I took a walk in the jungle.
I think we're done.
Ooh. 15 seconds, please.
Why?
A jungle love, a jungle love.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's the jam right there.
Yep.
That's the jam.
I would like to propose
that's
to
the next In My Feelings challenge right there.
Yeah.
I would like to propose to the Senate that Omar is banned from the studio for the period of 1 year.
For bringing in a genius
artist? In the Sam the Armenian. For 1 year, Omar is not allowed in the K-Rock studios.
We got to get Mr. Weatherby on the phone. This is going to be the next single on K-Rock.
Right?
Yes.
Sam, your thoughts?
You guys are
All right, we're going to tell you in about 5 minutes, and this time we mean it.
Sure.
To call in for the Kevin and Bean singles party, and this is the very last chance to win the tickets.
So call now?
Nope.
Why don't you just have them call now, just to be safe?
Call now.
Okay.
Just to be safe.
I think that's a good idea, because otherwise we'll forget. Here's the deal. We're going to Las Vegas tomorrow. It's a big weekend there at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino for the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool singles party. We're looking for you, men or women, this time around. You can make it this weekend, leaving tomorrow morning, 21 and up. It's going to be as simple as it's the last pair of tickets. Why are you the most worthy person to win them? So we want to hear your story at 1-800-520-1067. Somebody is going to be joining us in Las Vegas. 1-800-520-1067. Guys, we got some royalty in here, ladies and gentlemen. The president and founder of the Gentlemen's Social Club of Los Angeles is a champion beersman, Nate Chops Johnson. Chops, how are you?
Doing well this morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Of course.
You look fantastic, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
When you're... We have so many questions for you, and I'm so grateful to be here. When you're out and about in a non-beard competitive situation...
Mm-hmm.
People must notice you, they must point, they must want photos, they must ask a million questions because you're walking around with that beard, right?
Yeah, they do. I get approached a lot on the street and in public, or, you know, people will shout out, ZZ Top, or thankfully it's not Duck Dynasty shout-outs anymore. It's, it's mainly ZZ Top.
His beard does come down to his belly button.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty strong beard, actually.
Do you like that attention?
That's kind of a weird question. Yes and no. I've gotten used to it, but as a natural introvert, you know, I'm like, okay, thanks for looking at me. All right, stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I always wonder about the people who have something that's an overwhelming physical characteristic, mm-hmm. whether they're incredibly built up from muscle building or they've got tattoos on their face or something that is always going to draw attention. I wonder if at some point they start to regret it and wish they could just be anonymous in a crowd again.
I really appreciate the times when I'm with a group of other beardos.
Beardos. Love it.
That was said.
Love it.
So that I blend in a little more and I don't stand out by myself. And if anybody approaches me, I can say, oh, you think my beard's cool? Check out my friends. And then I turn and go have a beer.
This is when you're dressed, you're dressed in all black just walking down Fairfax on a Sunday morning, right?
Yes.
Maybe you should have won fewer than 45 competitive bearding titles.
Oh,
maybe that's the issue.
That's probably the issue.
Too successful.
What started it for you? When did you wake up and go, you know what? I'm just not going to shave anymore.
I've messed with my facial hair since I was a teenager. I've been able to shave every day, you know, since my early teens. And so I like to do something different and kind of keep it interesting.
Right.
The way that this beard started, they're actually sideburns.
What?
Because my gosh,
those
yes.
are sideburns. These are sideburns. Thus the name chops.
So his chin, there's nothing on his chin, so that's right. The separator.
The separator.
What?
Okay.
And about 7 years ago, I discovered online, I think it was Facebook, that there was going to be a beard and mustache competition here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, that sounds nerdy and goofy enough for me to do, kind of funny. Let me go check it out. And at the time, I had a small, what I considered a full beard, which is about 2 inches
right.
you know, all the way around. Mm-hmm. And I went to the meet and greet and saw that the category for full beards were actually for guys that had, you know, 12 inches and over beards.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, that's not my
okay.
That's not my category. Mm-hmm. So I shaved my chin mm-hmm. and entered in what they call partial beard or sideburns. And
now, how big is the partial beard or sideburns competition? Are there a lot of people in that?
Yeah, because partial beard is considered anything that's not full from side to side. So
right.
goatee is also partial beard.
Okay.
Or a Fu Manchu mustache is also considered okay. partial beard nice. Because it borrows from down here.
How seriously are these competitions? I mean, do you have like announcers that are hyping people up and you have music that comes on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the MC, I MC here in LA. And
you
so
do.
I like to, you know, hype people up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have a DJ that I help curate the songs because, you know, they have to be awesome.
Sure.
And but, I mean, everybody doesn't get, you know, their, you know, Rocky Eye of the Tiger entrance song.
I was going to ask, do they have walk-in songs?
Yeah, no, it's not like coming into the arena and, you know, Clever Lang's on one side and Rocky's on the other.
Right.
That'd be now, pretty cool, by the way.
In terms of your beard,
yes, ma'am.
What's the daily upkeep for this?
This is how I normally wear it every day.
Okay.
I know the photos that you guys have seen, I have it fixed up pretty tightly.
Right. Right.
And so every day is, I wash it about every other day.
Okay.
Because if you wash it too much, it'll start getting
and just
you know,
normal
dry and
shampoo?
Yeah,
okay.
You can use normal shampoo, and then I put a deep conditioner in it that I leave in, and then I put some beard oil in there, and then maybe something for a scent if I'm feeling, you know, funky.
I mean, it's a beautiful beard.
Thank you.
You look fantastic. Now, do you have a lot of styling options? Like a lady with long hair can put her hair in so many different ways. Are there multiple looks you can have with that beard chops?
Yeah, there are. I'm pretty boring and basic, though. I usually keep it like this unless I'm competing. I will braid it in the summer just to get it off my neck.
I was going to ask, what happens when it's 118 degrees?
It's very hot in the neck, so I'll braid it, you know, for the summer or if I'm watching Game of Thrones just to be, you know, in the mood.
Sure,
sure. We're talking to Nate Chops Johnson here on the Kevin DeBean Show about the Gentleman's Social Club of Los Angeles. We'll get into all the details about this weekend's beard battle, but I have to ask, and I apologize because I'm sure you get asked this all the time.
Go ahead.
What do the ladies think, Chops?
Oh, they absolutely love it.
Oh, you have groupies?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Very much so.
Has it ever been a problem with somebody that you've wanted to date who just did not dig it?
No. Usually what happens is, like, if they're unsure about it, it's usually like, I don't know about this. Okay, this is awesome.
You
know? Just, like,
so you win them over.
It. I'm sorry?
So you win them over, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's happening on this Saturday at the Hi Hat in Highland Park, because this sounds like a super fun event.
Sure thing. So we are throwing our third beard battle. And what that is a beard and mustache competition. There are 10 different categories. All the way from natural mustache to beards over a foot and crazy freestyles, which is an anything goes category.
And you have a panel of judges?
Yes, we have a panel of judges. We picked 5 esteemed judges from the community that, you know, are well respected and have won in their own right, in their own category and that kind of thing.
Okay.
We also have a ladies category, which is an arts and crafts category. So the ladies make dioramas into beards and mustaches out of anything from bacon to chainmail to I've seen go-kart tracks with the cars moving.
Yes, what are you doing, honey? Making a bacon beard.
You have no idea how normal that is in my community for that statement. It's great.
You got any beef with other people?
No, not usually.
What about Jack Passion?
No. That guy. Don't even bring up that guy.
Oh, no. Jack's actually, he's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's got some moments, but he's a cool guy, and he's kind of disappeared from the bearding community.
What happened? Was he disappeared?
No.
Did someone make him go away?
Was he disappeared?
Oh.
Boom.
That was good.
It wasn't.
When he disappears, though, does that just mean he shaves and then walks into a crowd and then nobody ever sees him again?
You know, we really don't know. I mean, there's rumors that he's, you know, a waiter in Silver Lake. There's rumors that he's moved back up north.
I love
you know,
that there's
nobody
a mystery
can track
of what happened
down.
To Jack Passion. Right?
I have pictures with Jack Passion.
Yeah, that beard is impressive. He was actually at the first competition that I ever
Allie, you got to get Mankiewicz on this. We got to find Jack Passion.
Yeah, we're going to date line him. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so the Beard Battle LA Part 3 is going to be at noon Saturday at the Hi-Hat in Highland Park. It's only, what, $15 to get in?
Yeah, $15 for spectators and $25 for competitors.
And you are raising money, and I want to make sure to mention this. The beneficiary this year is the Los Angeles Food Bank.
It is. Awesome. It is. All the money, all of our proceeds go to the LA Food Bank. We keep nothing for ourselves. The club will keep probably a couple $100 for scratch to start next year's competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for every dollar that we raise, that's four meals that the LA Food Bank is able to give or create for the hungry in
Los
Angeles.
That's fantastic.
That's great. And I wonder how they're making a meal out of a quarter, by the way. That's another question for another day.
It's also a canned food drive. So if you bring in canned foods, you know, vegetables, meats.
I feel like that's dangerous because if somebody doesn't like your beard, man, you're getting
checking in.
Yeah. No, they have to leave it at the door.
I see. Okay.
But you'll get a raffle ticket because we have a lot of raffle prizes going on as well.
Well, so. It sounds like a wonderful organization and a fun event. And we'll put all the details up at the Kevin Bean socials too as well. BeardBattleLA.com is the website of the event. Again, is this Saturday at noon at the Hi-Hat in Highland Bar. Chops, so you're competing also?
No, sir. I am emceeing the event.
You're emceeing, really?
Emceeing the event.
Have you retired? Hired as a competitor?
No, I'll compete later in the year. Nationals will be in Virginia later this year.
Oh, so you just don't mess with the smaller stuff.
Oh, no. I go to any and every beard competition
you
I can because it's really all about, you know, the camaraderie and friendship.
It's total community, right?
It really is.
Wow.
And the beard competition just happens to be the reason everybody's there. Mm-hmm. So it's party, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Saturday, have the competition. Woo-woo. All right, business.
Yeah.
Party Saturday, party Sunday. Back to work on
Monday. Is there a bad boy of beardy?
I don't think
if
so.
If not, you should take that right now. Just say you.
Yeah, do it.
I feel like I'm too
the
nice.
Bad boy.
All right,
beard.
Chops. We're rooting for you. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing the
Thank
good news.
Thank you all very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it, too. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for guys 21 or over. Why do you need to be at the Kevin and Bean Singles
girls
Party?
Girls, too.
Are we doing girls, too?
Yep.
We're doing both, yeah.
All right, guys and girls. Excellent. 21 and above, call now 1-800-520-1067. You have to be able to go this weekend, but if you call now, we will talk to you next. I want to see some naked dudes.
That's why I built this pool. We're going to be at the scene on the rooftop of Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino this weekend. We're talking about the final tickets for you and three friends to join us at the party. We're talking about round trip transportation on the Kevin and Bean Party Bus, two nights stay at the hotel. Brought to us by the Happy Time Murders in theaters everywhere on August the 24th, by the way, which is all street, no sesame. So what are the instructions for the callers on hold? If we're not at desperation, are we here, Kevin?
Not desperation, but why do you deserve to go to this party rather than everybody else on hold?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you going to give them a time limit?
Yes, 15 seconds.
Ooh.
Oh, that'll add some additional pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so last chance, last pair of tickets. Who's first?
All right, let's start with Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How are you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Doing great. All right, so since you're up first, we'll explain this. We're going to hit a timer. You're going to have 15 seconds to sell yourself and why you need to be at the party, and then we'll kind of decide. Hopefully, there'll be somebody who'll be a clear winner. Otherwise, we'll do a drawing, and everybody will be in. You ready to go?
Ready.
And go.
I am a single father of two lovely little girls, and I've run some bad luck lately. I'm trying to meet some new people. I work too much to get out and, get to meet individuals on my own basis, so I figured you guys
could. Nope, up.
Okay.
right.
All right, so ladies, if you're looking for somebody with a lot of baggage who works too much to spend any time.
Come on, Bean.
Then Josh is for you.
Josh,
he's
a break.
He's working hard for his two little girls.
Right?
He sure is.
Let's go to Jesse. Good morning, Jesse. Hello. Hello.
And we move along now to Raul from Riverside. Raul.
What was Jesse up to?
I don't know, but I'm afraid where his phone was.
He's underwater.
Hi, Raul.
Good morning, Allie.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning, Allie. Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
We are good. You got 15 seconds. You ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
All right. Just keep it simple. I was engaged for 4 years, and it's going in about a year since we broke up, and I think this will really help me move forward. You know, in a new chapter.
So you're saying the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else?
Oh! Yeah!
All right. Well,
by the way, who's engaged for 4 years?
Yeah.
That's odd. Okay, hold on.
That is
right?
Curious.
That's a long time to be engaged. All right, where are we going? You want to go to Bernadette? Good morning,
sure.
Bernadette.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready? You got 15 seconds to tell us why you need to be going this weekend instead of everybody else on hold.
I'm ready.
And go.
So yesterday when I said I drove 28 hours from Washington with my kids, I was told, well, that's just stupid. I did it because I was escaping a 10-year really terrible relationship. And I wanted to come here and start my life over. And I just got my first apartment.
Oh.
Sorry, time's up.
Wow, look at that with a callback to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That does change everything. All right, Bernadette, thank you very much.
All right. Let's go to Justin. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. Thank you. Going to Vegas tomorrow. We have 15 seconds for you to tell us why you should go rather than everybody else on hold. You ready?
All right, sounds good.
And go.
I'm an Asian American, you know, and I got rights. I've been down my luck recently. My homie got jumped. I ended up saving him. I ended up going to the hospital, and he ended up going home that night. You know, I took a 40 to the head, took a knife to the chest.
Okay, wow. I completely lost track of that story.
I think he took a 40 to the head. I'm not sure what that means.
His friend was stabbed, so
he defended him.
Someone stabbed me over the head with a bottle.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, bottle, okay.
Like a 40 ounce.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
For the ladies who are looking for some excitement.
I have rights.
That's what he said, yes.
That's a very good story.
I love it so much.
Look, I don't know that I'd want to date Justin, but I would enjoy the hell out of Justin at a party.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He sounds like he's bringing some fun.
Right, yeah. But I feel like we're trying to find people that other single people would like to meet.
Uh-huh. Oh, so maybe people don't want to meet an Asian. Is that
so
what you're saying,
he'll,
Kevin?
Maybe he'll bring three good friends.
You are racist
that
as long
not
as his
true.
Friends are white. Is that what I hear from you, Kevin?
That is not true, sir.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Carla in Los Angeles. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, you have 15 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
Okay, I think I'm a sweet girl that just has some bad luck at dating. With my online dating experiences, I've either encountered guys that are flaky or way older than they claim to be. And my last date I went on, the guy randomly started talking like a pirate. For no reason.
Randomly talking like a pirate.
Okay, that's fun.
Holy crap.
That is fun. Thank you, Carla.
Wow.
Let's do one more. Make it Heather Culver City, please. Line 9. And then we got some tough decisions to make to fill up the last seats on the Kevin and Bean party bus to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got 15 seconds to tell us why you deserve to go. You ready?
Ready.
And go.
Okay. It's been a little bit of a bummer summer. My friends and I have been getting ready for this party without even realizing it. Working out, getting tan, getting ready, long hair, sparkly bikinis, all ready. Three friends ready to go.
All right.
See, it's not fair that she can read our minds.
Right?
It's not even fair that she knows Kevin and Bean that well. She's using Jedi mind tricks on us to get us to pick her. Come on.
But this is a tough choice.
This is.
You know what? This is the thing we always say about the Kevin and Bean singles parties, is we end up getting there, and it's the nicest bunch of listeners.
Yeah, agreed.
And it's such a good time, and lots of people meet. And, you know, I feel like we can't go wrong. We got a great batch here, but you guys have a favor? You guys have somebody you are in love with at this point?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The dude started talking like a pirate.
That's pretty good.
You deserve Vegas. to me.
But then Justin saved his friend's life.
Justin saved his friend.
Took a bottle of the head.
And Asians have rights. I heard a guy on the radio say that. I like him.
And by the way, we have the deepest respect for Bernadette moving to Southern California to start a new life.
Absolutely.
Getting out of that abuse. I mean, talk about somebody who deserves a good man.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? So. Is it a drawing, you guys? Because I don't know how to break hearts like this. Because
I don't either.
Love them all.
I did too. Let's get mall tickets.
Can we do that?
No.
Oh. I'm excited.
We would get in a lot of trouble.
All right. I'm just going to vote and see what you guys think.
All right.
This is tough, and I apologize. I am going to vote Bernadette based on backstory, based on she sounds like a super nice lady. I know she called yesterday, too. She's trying real hard to get into the party. And I feel good. I feel good about Bernadette as a person.
Plus, you like old-timey names.
I do like old-timey
names. Really does.
That's probably why.
Very popular in the 1910s.
Well, what Dick's Kevin and I are going to look like when we're like, F her. Sure, she left a horrible relationship. but she talked to a pirate.
You go for Heather in her sparkly bikini if that sounds better for you.
I mean, it's pretty good.
I'm good with Bernadette.
I am too.
Okay.
Bernadette.
I'm going to cry. Hi.
Congratulations. You're going to Las Vegas?
You couldn't have picked a more grateful person.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet. I still hope
Heather will come work here, though.
Thank you for calling. We'll see you tomorrow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Sounded like you were going to say something else there. I'm sorry.
Did it?
It is Thursday
7:54.
Allie is here with another look at what's happening.
Anybody check out Dan Reynolds' Twitter last night? Dan Reynolds, lead singer of Imagine Dragons?
Did not.
Oh.
He was posting some videos last night that had a lot of people talking.
Okay.
I was alerted to it. Somebody on my Twitter said, what do you think about all these Illuminati videos he's posting? And I'm like, wait, what? So I clicked on it, and I'm like, he's making fun
of
people that think the Illuminati's real. Apparently...
Hold on a minute.
Yes.
It is real.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Apparently, a lot of different blogs, news outlets, entertainment outlets started writing stories about Dan Reynolds exposing the Illuminati. Here's just one clip.
Okay, guys, the time has come. I'm just going to break it quick, clean, get it done with. Doesn't matter that I signed a blood oath. Doesn't matter anymore. The Illuminati's real. I'm a member. It's how Imagine Dragons got famous. I'm tired of the politics.
So he signed a blood oath.
I mean...
He wants to get it out.
But he doesn't care anymore.
No, he just needs that sweet release of getting this off his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another.
This puts me at great risk putting this out here and telling you guys this, but I believe in full honesty, and Beyonce is not talking, Chris Martin, nobody's saying a word. So there it is. There.
He's got a good point there.
So now he's naming names.
Right.
Jay-Z's in the Illuminati also, right?
Well, you
not
can't
just Beyonce,
have,
they're both in it.
Can't have Beyonce and not him, right?
Right. Don't you think he was saying these other big music stars aren't saying anything about the Illuminati?
Because they're in it.
Oh, I didn't realize that was both of them.
I thought they were.
Okay.
All right. Is he naming more names?
I'm going to give you all the details as quick as I can. The president, Elon Musk, vice president, Harry Styles, treasurer, Beyonce, Taylor Swift is historian, and that's all I know.
Taylor Swift
is in the Illuminati?
And she's the historian. She has a job.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Come on.
That changed things, Bean?
How else will she have gotten famous?
I was going to say,
not her music.
Everyone she's mentioning is playing stadiums, okay?
Right.
So draw your own conclusions.
Right.
Does Coldplay play stadiums without some sort of help from a secret government organization? No.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to say yes on that, but go ahead.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, this is big news, Dan.
Big news. And then he realized, oh my God, people think I'm serious. So he wrote, I can't believe I have to post this video.
Hey, guys. This is live coming to you from the Illuminati headquarters here. So, I can't even handle the news outlets that have picked this up. You guys should be ashamed of yourself. That's my only comment.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Because they got to him and they told him he better reverse course immediately. Or bad things were going to start happening to his family.
Make it seem like you were kidding the whole time.
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe take your shirt off like you do on stage. That'll distract people in these videos.
Sure.
good now, thought.
Allie, you seem to know more about the Illuminati than I do. What happens when somebody is powerful and fill in stadiums, like Madonna is a perfect example, who we used to hear was in the Illuminati all the time, and then she's not as famous? Does she still get to be? Does she still have a
She gets
a
kicked
seat
out of the Illuminati.
Or do they kick her out of the Illuminati?
They kick her out, man.
Yeah,
it's like Menudo.
Or are there levels?
You can age out.
Are there levels to the Illuminati? Once you're here, and then you start kind of dwindling.
Oh, like maybe now she's a soldier. She's no longer the queen. That's Beyonce, but she can still be in the army.
Right.
She's in the B League of the Illuminati.
I feel like this is a breakthrough on my understanding of the organization. That Taylor news is shocking to me.
I mean, I got to tell you that I think Dan was joking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, because that's exactly what he would want you to think. He's going to put it out there in plain sight.
Good point.
Right.
All right. Bean's gone bye-bye.
Guys, anytime we joke about the Illuminati, I get like 8-page emails.
Yep.
That are like, maybe you shouldn't joke about it. Maybe if you actually learn something about it.
I feel like maybe we need to learn something about it tomorrow on the show.
All right.
I think we really need people to call in and inform us.
You're asking Ian to call then.
Of what's really going on with the Illuminati.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Dan Reynolds, not in the Illuminati, is what he wants you to think.
Or is he?
Now, right. I'm just so confused.
Right.
I don't know what's up and what's down. Hey, guys. Final season of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown will air this fall. Here's what they're going to do. It's a 7-episode season debuting in the fall. One episode highlighting Kenya will be the last one to feature him as the narrator. So the other ones, which they're set in Manhattan's Lower East Side, Big Bend area of Texas along the border of Mexico, a region of Spain and Indonesia, those will all be completed by the directors who film them and then use audio of Bourdain that was captured on location along with follow-up interviews of others. And then in tribute to the late star, the penultimate episode, that always sounds weird when
it does, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to feature cast and crew discussing the series with behind-the-scenes footage, which is kind of nice to be able to wrap it all up
that
in the way
cool.
that they see fit. So, again, final season of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown will air this fall. Some birthdays for you. Sam Worthington, actor. Terminator, Salvation, Clash of the Titans, Avatar. Nick Diaz, UFC fighter. Hitting people.
Sure.
Kicking people.
Permanent scowl.
Yeah.
Always seems upset.
Kind of like it. Mary Louise Parker and Edward Furlong. And that's what's happening.
Hey, Dr. Trupinski is going to be joining us. We have a very important topic that we want to talk to him about. But we also need to ask him about summer penis. Because apparently...
Is summer penis a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Summer penis is a thing.
I don't believe this.
And I know it sounds like the name of your favorite new band, but summer penis is a thing. And we have an actual medical doctor whose time we will waste with that coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though... Allie, would you mind refreshing our memory on a story you brought us yesterday about the very funny and very talented actor Topher Grace, probably best known for That 70s Show?
Yeah, Topher Grace is a great actor, wonderful man, now starring in a new Spike Lee joint about the KKK, the Black Klansman. And in it, he plays basically the head dude of the KKK.
The Grand Wizard.
The Grand Wizard. So I can imagine that would be... a stressful role to play.
Difficult headspace.
Probably, yeah. Get into your head. So how do you relax? How do you kind of de-stress from that day at work? Well, he's been doing this for a while. One of the things that he likes to do, I guess it's his hobby, takes his mind off things, is he edits movies. So he took all of the Star Wars prequels, brought it down to 85 minutes.
Is that right?
Edited
that
together.
So those are the ones that most everybody... panned and hated?
Yeah. So he
made it much shorter.
Yeah, so you understand what it's all about. Not short enough. But he did the same thing while he was filming this with the Hobbit movies, the Hobbit trilogy.
They were pretty long as well.
Very, very long. And he shortened them down to a 2-hour film.
So that's what he does when he has extra time.
Yes. Huh. And he said he doesn't want to be a film editor by any stretch of the imagination. It's what some people look at fishing or woodworking. This is what he does when he feels like he needs a break from stuff.
Now, let me ask you this, because we feature a lot of videos that appear to be edited by amateurs on Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. For instance, we have a video that we put up earlier this week of somebody who has gone through and has selected a word here or a sentence there from 200 movies and has the people's dialogue singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Gigantic waste of time that was. Go ahead.
But my question is, do you think that's somebody who... They're not getting paid for that, probably. They just think it's fun. They just like going and cutting up little pieces of movies and putting them together. Is it the same sort of thing you think Topher Grace gets out of, which is just gets you out of whatever's going on in your life, you just concentrate on that, and at the end you have something that may not even be for other people, it's just for you because it's fun.
It's a totally different headspace, and then at the end of it, guess what? You have something to share with everyone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it got us thinking about unusual hobbies that people have. And that's the topic on the table here this morning on the Kevin Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067.
Because I've never heard of that before.
I haven't never heard of it. My wife, she's Donna, right?
Yes. Yes, her name is Donna.
Has decided that she wants to take a taxidermy class. That is something that she is interested in and thinks will be a fun hobby.
She's going to taxidermy you.
She might. Now, some people might find that to be a little bit of an oddball hobby, but obviously there are thousands and thousands of people around the world forever have been doing taxidermy.
It's not for everybody, but
for some people, they might like it.
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls again, 1-800-520-1067. If you have an unusual hobby or a hobby that, you know, you talk to people and they don't know, they've not heard of somebody who does it. What about the people who, and I don't know that this is popular anymore, but used to be for hundreds of years, people who build those little ships in glass bottles?
Sure.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing that people really, really used to be into. There are people who, speaking of models, there are people who that's their thing, is they just go out and buy an 800-piece Millennium Falcon.
Right.
And put it together and paint it and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Milk bottle collecting. Now, we haven't even talked about collecting, but that kind of goes in the category of hobbies, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. If it's what you like to do with your spare time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here's a guy named Paul Luke who has over 10,000 different milk bottles. That's his hobby.
Here's my thing, though. Most of these people, at the end of it, when they finally get it, it still doesn't matter to anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one cares that he has milk bottles.
But the enjoyment that he got out of it makes it all worthwhile for him.
Agreed.
Here's a very popular hobby that I find very odd, but obviously you've heard of it. Train spotting.
Okay.
That's what train spotting is. It's people who, as a hobby, watch trains for fun. They want to see the various trains that come by and what company makes them and what the number is of the train, and they keep track of them in little booklets, and they go around, drive around in the country or go to other countries and try to see different kinds of trains.
Then it leads to heroin and there's a baby on the ceiling.
Just the movie.
No one wants that, right?
I assume that's the same with airplanes, too, because there's that little park over by LAX where you can watch the planes come in.
There are a lot of people. There are so many birders. Look at all the people who go out, and that's their whole life is when they get free time, they go out and see what other bird can I spot that I haven't seen.
Wouldn't it be funny if birders were the ones that were making the bird noises outside Allie's house?
Trying to attract other birds.
Not birds at all. Birders.
All right, a couple more, and then we'll take your calls on your oddball hobbies at 1-800-520-1067. Don't see this much, but people are into soap carving.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of that?
I mean, I've heard that it exists, but...
You take a regular bar of soap, and then you carve it into a work of art. And apparently, there's a whole set of tools and techniques. Beginners start by carving fruit, and then they move on to carving soap. And at the end, you have a flower, or you have a city, cityscape or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But do you still have just soap?
It's just soap. Okay. Again, none of these are for you, Kevin.
Gotcha.
None of these are for you.
Gotcha.
I have a friend that... did something. I was like, what are you even doing? Until I saw some of the final products and I was like, this is bitchin'. And there's a whole community of these people online that make miniature everything.
Oh, yeah.
So
they make
the miniature little person. Then, the person's got to eat. So they have a mini kitchen. Then they make a frying pan. Then they put the egg in the frying pan. It is fascinating to see what these people can create and how amazing and how tiny everything is.
So detailed.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have visited, Allie, the traveling museum. It's the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things. And it is
that's real,
awesome.
By the way.
Long title.
It is awesome, though. So they instead of going to see the world's largest thermometer in Baker, you actually see a tiny replica of the world's largest thermometer.
That's amazing.
Which is sitting next to, you know, 1,000 other tiny replicas of the world's largest.
That's pretty awesome.
All right, let's take one call. If they could put line one on hold for us, please. 1-800-520-106. And we're talking about your unusual, your oddball hobbies that you have. They're going to give us, is it Miko? I think Miko in Burbank. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I've called way too many times for it to be normal.
So, Miko, we're talking about odd hobbies. What do you have for us?
I am part of the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Society for Creative Anachronism.
All right, could you explain, please?
Help, please.
So the easiest way to explain it is it's like Ren Faire, except we're not actors entertaining an audience. We're reenactors doing it for ourselves in medieval Europe and the world.
Okay, so there's never a crowd. There's never strangers that are there watching you. You just do it for yourself.
Well, there are some people who will, like, walk up and go, oh, hey, what's all this? What's with these giant dudes hitting each other with swords and full plate armor?
Right, and then just one of the guys just stabs him with a sword, and they move him out and bury him in the woods.
But how is this different?
Yeah.
How
we
is this
like
different?
That guy anyway.
Is this the same as, like, the Renaissance Fair guys and gals?
The Renaissance Fair guys, they are doing it as a performance.
Ah.
So they'll pull their punches. We have dulled weapons, but they're really wailing on each other in the plate armor.
Okay.
So they're fighting for real. Okay.
And is this something you participate in as a fighter as well?
I'm not a fighter. I'm a big sissy. So instead, what I do is I'll do medieval-style calligraphy. I will do weaving. I'll do the costumes that people need, even some medieval-style cooking.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you enjoy it. It sounds like you're lucky to have found your tribe, Miko.
Absolutely. Okay. As they say, welcome home.
All right. Huzzah.
I don't think that's...
That's not how... 1-800-520-1067. Your weird hobbies. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Hey, I'll tell you what the hobby is we need to get into, and I'm serious about this, Kevin, as we continue to take calls at 1-800-520-1067.
If porn?
You have an unusual... No.
Okay.
Have you seen the videos of the snail racing championships?
Yes.
People are super into this. There are people who get snails and then race them. There's an entire community out there for that. I think that's about my speed, you guys.
It really is about your speed. That's true.
All right. Dean, Paul, Ty, Chris, and you, who's getting ready to call us. We'll talk to you next here on K-Rock. People are dumb. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we're talking about unusual hobbies that you have. Topher Grace likes to take 9 hours of movies and edit it down to 2 hours. That's what he does for fun.
I think I need to watch those.
Yeah.
Does he put them up, Allie? Are they up on YouTube?
The Star Wars one was a huge hit when he did all the prequels. So I assume this one might go up.
That's very cool. So we're talking about the unusual hobbies that you have. Why don't we start with, wow, we got some good ones here. Let's start with our old friend Paul. He's in Placentia. He's on line two, up first on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
How you been?
I'm great. I'm an adult fan of Lego, an AFOL.
Hmm. What's the abbreviation?
AFOL.
You're an AFOL. Okay.
AFOL.
Is there a large community of adults who are into Lego?
Very large. I belong to a huge club in L.A. called Legola, the Legos Users Group of Los Angeles. And we have a convention every January. It's coming up January 6th and 7th at the Pasadena Convention Center. It's a huge deal.
How about that?
I got to tell you, I feel like Paul, and we know Paul, I feel like everything he's telling us is BS. He's just making stuff.
He's completely on brand.
He's just making stuff up.
No, this
totally makes sense.
Okay.
I love that Paul already knows the date of next year's convention. I love that.
January 6th, 7th. The last time we had Paul on was when I realized I have been saying Lego wrong my whole life because I always put the S at the end. And that really ticks off your people, right, Paul?
Well, some of us, yeah. On a side note, I've been invited by Lego to go to Denmark in September to display at the Lego house.
That's as big as it gets.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, they're flying me out. Free trip.
Fantastic.
No way.
All right. Yeah, so there you go. He's a Lego adult Lego enthusiast. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate the call very much. Good luck. Have fun in Denmark. All right. Let's try Jules, Los Angeles, line 4, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jules.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? How are you guys?
We are very good. Thank you.
What is your unusual hobby?
I've picked up this new unusual hobby where I'll go and take tiny planets in, like, weird places. Like, I took a tiny planet on the toilet, made it look like I was on a toilet planet, a bathroom planet.
All right, you're going to have to back up for me, because I don't know what a tiny planet is.
What does that mean, a tiny planet?
It's a photo that looks like a little planet.
Okay.
And the only other thing on the photo would be, you know, yourself, you know, kind of standing on this little planet. And then I use, like, a 360 camera, which are, like, these new cameras that they're releasing that...
Which are amazing and relatively cheap. Yeah.
Is just a couple hundred bucks.
This is very very strange.
That's quite a specialty.
You do this at concerts?
I've done it at some concerts. I did it at a festival, and the first time I did it was at a festival. And, you know, I've always felt like going to a festival was like being in another world. And so I did a tiny planet, and it was like a little festival planet photo that came out with like a bunch of lights and people running around on it. Looked pretty weird the first time I showed somebody, and they were like, what is that? Like, that's a tiny planet.
And then you said, let me show you one of me on the toilet.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, that one was great. Now, I swear I was the first one to do a tiny planet 360 photo.
I mean, do you have to send a photo to us?
I think we need the toilet photo, Jules. We're getting at.
We need a pic of the toilet.
And I also think Jules should not put any of this in his dating profile. I also believe very strongly in that.
See, you haven't seen tiny planet pictures. They are fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Jules, send it, okay?
Yeah, please do send it. We appreciate it.
All right.
Let's try Ty, Los Angeles, line 3, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Ty.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy to you as well. Are you talking like a pirate? What's going on?
No, I build model warships, and we arm them with BB guns, and we shoot each other, and we sink each other.
So you actually have combat with model warships.
Model warship combat is the name of the hobby, yeah.
On a pond or something?
Yeah, a pond out in Chino, Prado Lake. We do it the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. We get between 4 and 15 guys with guns and boats, and they shoot each other, and we sink each other, and sinking the Bismarck is really fun.
Right, that's what I've heard.
And that's a euphemism, right, for what you and the guys are doing. I can honestly say I have never heard of this before. How do you, forgive this dumb question, but how do you shoot a BB gun that is on a ship that's in the water? Because you guys, these are models, so you're not in the ship. How do you fire?
Yeah, no, it's radio control.
Okay.
The guns, for the most part, are fixed. They're not actual BB guns. We make them out of copper tubing and plungers and pneumatics and solenoids. And there's a CO2 bottle on the boat.
Okay.
And they shoot, and it goes right through the hull, and if you don't have enough damage control, you sink.
Are you the champ, Ty?
Locally. Mm-hmm. Locally, I'm pretty good.
Okay. Would you say that there are
a national hobby?
Would you say that there are mostly women in this group? Because I'm guessing it's almost entirely ladies.
My daughter battled for years. They called her Lady Macbeth.
Wow.
She got bored.
Right. I mean, it's all guys.
About 99% guys.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, she's got a very cool dad then. All right. Thank you, Ty. Appreciate that. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Let's try Dean, Hollywood, line 1.
Good morning, Dean.
Hey there.
Hey.
Weird hobbies. This has turned out to be fascinating to me because I haven't heard of any of them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, I have a YouTube channel devoted to mocking people who make fake UFO videos on YouTube.
How do you know they're fake?
Right. Maybe they're real.
Well, let me tell you, by profession, I'm a visual effects artist. I'm able to dissect these videos and explain why they're fake.
So you take every single video that comes out, like the one over Phoenix a couple of years ago and all that kind of stuff, and then you just poke holes in it and tell everybody why it's fake.
Yeah, there's an actual cottage industry of fake UFO videos on YouTube. I know you're probably shocked, but the top fraud probably makes about $300,000 a year.
What?
Wow.
And has about over 1.5 million subscribers.
Wow.
How about that? And how is your channel doing in competition with that?
Oh, not very well. Nobody likes the spoils for it.
Well, I'm going to start a new YouTube channel. I'm going to tell people all your videos are fake. How about that?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, fake inception, no, Dean.
It is on, Dean. You're going down.
Thank you for the call. Dr. Drew is coming up next. We have to ask him about summer penis.
There's no such thing as summer penis.
Oh, I'd rather ask a doctor if you don't mind.
And like I always say, you've heard it a million times, some are penis, some aren't. So we'll definitely talk to him about that coming up.
Oh, jeez.
First, though, Allie's here with What's Happening.
Oh, goodness.
You filed it.
Yeah. No, go ahead and just file the heck out of that thing. Hey, just a note to everybody. The Trader Joe's in Silver Lake where, gosh, it was 12 days ago now, where employees, some customers, they were taken hostage by an armed suspect in their store manager, Melly Corrado, died because she was caught in the shootout between the suspect and police. Horrible situation out there in Silver Lake. They've been shut down for the past 12 days, but they are open as of now.
Today
is the day that they're opening back up. And the president, executive vice president of stores said that today is a bittersweet day for the Trader Joe's family. While we remain heartbroken over the loss of Melly Corrado and tragedy that occurred here almost 2 weeks ago, we recognize that moving forward is important to support the healing of our crew and this community. So if you're in that area, stop in, get some stuff, make people feel as normal and as supported and loved as possible.
Agreed.
So there you go. On to some really great news.
All right.
A reboot of the 1980s sitcom ALF is now in the works. Kids love it, adults love it, at Warner Brothers. And it's from the original writers. The show starring the friendly alien ALF, which means what, Bean?
Alien life form.
Yes.
Farm.
Say farm?
I did say farm.
Okay. Farm.
He lands at a home of a middle-class family, but this time, not the same family. Oh. ALF's going to return to Earth, but a new family, new characters. The original series ran for 4 seasons on NBC. No network attached to the reboot as of yet, and sources stress that the project is in very early development, which means they could be sussing it out. Let's find a voice guy. What about that dude that does mornings on K-Rock? I've heard him nail ALF. And
you think anyone
voice.
Has ever said that?
Let's hear it.
No problem.
I mean,
it's all I got.
It's not all you got, because now you can add Willie.
No problem, Willie.
So good.
Look, I'll do it.
I love it.
Let's check. Here's the real ALF. Let's see.
Yo, this is ALF, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock.
All right, now let me hear you again, Kevin.
Do I have to say those words? Because I only got no problem.
Just no problem.
No problem.
No, I mean,
what happens when you compare? Come on, that's not fair.
It's going to be a new family, new characters. Why couldn't ALF have had some voice problems up there?
And the
inability
to speak English.
Plus, he's not getting any younger, right?
He
ALF is aged
not.
Like the rest of us.
Absolutely.
All right, I think Kevin's got the job.
There you go.
Just in case they're not actually thinking, you know, we need more. They're not convinced yet.
Mm-hmm.
You did how many years of the Grammy voiceover work?
I did 4. 1 year with Bean and then 3 by myself.
3 years by yourself.
Yeah.
And nailed it every single time.
I mean, not every single time.
I did
make a mistake or two.
Okay.
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1. Send the number 2. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God f*** it. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word 1. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. Wow. With Carrie Underwood and Riscoe Flatts.
Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again.
Ludacris, the 49th Annual Grammy Awards with Vintin. Let's do it again. All right, I think we've heard enough.
I think.
You're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley.
Okay, that's writing. You know that, right? Okay. No, I want to do it again. That's vodka and Red Bull for 4 days in a row in Miami.
I could quite possibly die during this recording session. An I mean, can't be perfect.
I mean,
people ask me, Bean, why didn't you want to do it anymore after that first year? I said, no reason.
We didn't.
Well, that's very kind of you, Bean, for saying no reason.
Didn't even get into the Corinne. What?
We did. We heard that. It was in there.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like there were like 30.
There was plenty in there. Don't worry about it.
Chopped some out is what you did.
I haven't chopped anything out.
No?
I should and will, but I haven't.
Your point is, whoever's making Alf, he's right here. I mean, all you have to do is call him.
Yeah. One more time.
No problem.
Yeah. It's like hairs he's here. On my arm are just standing up. It's so moving. It is so moving. Goodness gracious. So, does anyone really want to see the movie about the women on Fox that took down Roger Ailes? Does anyone want that?
I don't. I feel like there's so many negative headlines every single day.
Well, here's the thing. Charlize Theron is going to be playing the role of Megyn Kelly.
Okay, then yes.
Nicole Kidman is going to play former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson.
Okay.
Margot Robbie is reportedly in talks to play a fictional role of an associate producer. I mean, are you kidding me with that cast?
Yeah, that does sound amazing.
It does sound like maybe we do want to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy.
Who did we hear? Forgive me, I don't want to put you on the spot, but who did we hear was playing Roger Ailes?
Somebody big.
There's somebody big, right?
No, I don't know.
Should be Kevin Spacey, by the way.
Yeah, I don't.
So with that and
not positive.
Happy birthday, Nick Diaz, Sam Worthington, Mary Louise Parker, and Edward Furlong, and that's what's happening.
Guys, Dr. Drew Pinsky's on the phone with us.
Nice.
Hey. Dr. Drew. Hey, Doc.
I'm good. What's going on there?
Good to talk to you, man. You do a lot of good work.
Thank you.
Just want you to know that we very
much
appreciate.
Here we go. Now I'm getting set up.
Right. No, this is not a setup. A lot.
The backhanded thing is, you do more work, but a lot of good work.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Okay. I'm just telling you that Dr. Drew has become such a fabric of society. He's a guy that you can't imagine before there was a Dr. Drew, and I think sometimes we just all take him for granted that he's out there working really hard every day, all day, to try to educate us. That's all. And I appreciate that as busy as you are, you still take time to come on our show every week. It means a lot to us.
My privilege. I enjoy it. I really look forward to it. I enjoy it. So,
well, let's see what you,
here we go.
Let's see what you think after this topic.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, we do have the topic that Dave told you about, and we're going to get to that. But we also have something else that came up this week that none of us had ever heard about, and we needed to run this one by a medical professional, and that is, are you familiar with summer penis?
I've heard of the idea of summer penis, yes.
And?
And I was an early proponent of the idea that males' testosterone levels fluctuate in leadership positions, in good relationships, in seasons, and I've heard partners of men report that the penis seems to change in size and dimension at times.
Mm-hmm. Now, does it have anything to do with the heat?
Well, that's what the summer penis theory is.
Right.
It may have something to do with the, you know, time seasonal variations in testosterone or something, or being unclothed and being sort of stimulated by the world we're, you know, looking at.
Because when it's cold, it's just not fair.
What? Oh, well, I mean, there's the cremasteric response when it's cold. Everything pulls in.
Right.
Protects itself. Stays warm.
Yeah. Yeah, we need less shrinkage and more summer penis. So your advice then, Dr. Drew, would be for us to move to a warmer weather climate year-round then if we really want to be packing.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to make that much difference. I'm sorry,
okay.
Gentlemen. Number one.
You're not going to be packing, Dean, no matter what.
Yeah. And, I'm learning a little bit about all you guys.
Sure. Okay. All right. So we're going to put you down as a yes for summer penis.
Other things that are important in a relationship.
How come guys can have summer penis and I can't have, like, winter boobies? Why can't my boobs get bigger?
Well, they do. They change as well. They change, you know, with adipose you know, distribution as you gain or lose weight. And they
but in Allie's case, not enough.
And believe it or not, they do with arousal, too. There's some swelling and stuff. And so, you know, they can change.
Okay.
Like from a B to a D?
Not usually.
I want that season.
So you want the same thing Bean wants, which is too much.
I want to be packing.
All right. So that's thing one. Here's thing two, Doc. And I apologize because I know we've asked you a similar question in the past about you and Mike and the Swole Patrol podcast. And you guys are always talking about how much meat you eat. And people are always reaching out to you on social media talking about how they're eating so much more meat than ever before. And it's working so great for them.
And well, during the summer because of summer meat.
Summer meat, right. So here we go to the most logical extreme. Here's an article that says their diet, 100% meat. And they say they've never felt healthier. And they spotlight people who are eating 90 to 100% of their diet is just meat.
Yes.
They're cutting everything else out of their diet.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of people here who say that feels good for them. And there's no way this can be healthy or sustainable.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, the bottom line is we don't know. So I am certainly not an advocate. I'm not saying, hey, this is what you ought to do, and this is the healthiest thing. My sense is I did that diet, and I kind of am doing it now. I got to tell you, it's what I've been doing for about 4 months.
Right.
So no vegetables, no potatoes, nothing
No potatoes, but I do eat vegetables.
What do you eat for breakfast? What do you have for breakfast?
I had a hamburger, 3 eggs, and some spinach.
My God.
And then I'm carrying with me in my little satchel three more hamburgers and a bunch of bacon.
Your mercy?
You have three more hamburgers?
And a bunch of bacon. And then I'm going to come home and have steak tonight.
That's not a little satchel.
What's happening?
That's a lot of meat.
And but don't do as I do. I'm not suggesting. There's a guy named Sean Baker who's an orthopedist that's been an advocate.
He's the one who went on Rogan's show and kind of really popularized this recently, right?
That's right.
This is what he said. Sure. From the time he wakes up, there's only one thing on his mind for breakfast, a medium rare ribeye steak.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I'm not advocating. I don't think this is a young man's diet. But for guys my age, I got to tell you something. I have never felt better. I've never needed less sleep. I'm stronger than I've been since I was like 28. My belt has gone up three loops, the right direction. And I'm my cholesterol, I just had it registered, and it's the best cholesterol reading of my life.
Okay, see,
forget
this
get older or younger, of my life. I've been trying to get my HDL up forever. It's up.
This
my
is
LDL
crazy.
My LDL was pegged. My triglycerides have never been lower.
Right.
My blood pressure is low. It's crazy.
My dad did this years ago when Atkins became super popular.
Yeah.
His cholesterol, like you just said, off the charts, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol down, everything.
Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking.
Right.
It's an easy diet to sustain. I don't even think about it. I'm never hungry. I'm not getting on and off a scale. I'm not trying not to eat. I'm not doing anything. I just pack my bag and off I go. And I have lost the predominant weight I've lost has been in my waistline, where what's called central obesity. And we do know that is a major mediator of the metabolic syndrome. We think that the adipose there is actually sort of an organ that works as an inflammatory agent that can affect your arterial function. So my thinking is that this is just such an effective diet at eliminating that phenomenon of central obesity that issue itself outweighs by orders of magnitude any of the other concerns that we might have related to fat and meat.
Is that part of your stomach the hardest part to lose weight?
Yeah, that punch.
I've never been able to do it. And right now, it just fell off that area. I couldn't believe it. And by the way,
kind of gross.
If somebody had told me, like argued with me that reported what I'm reporting, I would not have believed them.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're eating bacon all day.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
And again, we don't know what it means long term with this diet. So if you're in your 20s and 30s, probably not for you. But if you're in your 50s, 60s, it might be a solution.
I like that Dr. Drew has chosen a diet that he's not positive is good.
Well, but you understand
it's possible.
The difference between what I do for me and what I advocate for patients. I have to have the data to be able to advocate for patients, and we just don't have that data.
My dad has sustained it for over 15, 20 years.
Wow.
And he's doing great.
All right. We're out of time here, Drew, but I have to ask. You mentioned maybe for men in their 50s, 60s. How about women? Does the same thing work for women or no?
It's a great question. My sense is it probably isn't quite as astonishing for them. Because for men, okay. It seems to support our whole, myself, my whole hormonal profile is going more towards summer penis.
Okay, understood. That's say no more. Got it.
But what about meat sweats, Dr. Drew?
That's right.
Right?
DrDrew.com is the website, by the way, for all the podcast live appearances, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 790 KABC, where all the cool shows are. And the Heal app you can download wherever you get your apps and see a doctor in the comfort of your own home. Great conversation, Doc. Thank you so much for the time. We'll do it next time.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, question. So yesterday I asked you the same thing. When Muggs steps up to the microphone, do I turn it on? You said yes.
I think Muggs has...
Then yesterday happened.
Right.
Any change of mind? Change of heart?
I think Muggs has got a pretty good batting average.
Thank you, Bean.
I really do.
Struck out last time, but he might hit a ground rule double this time?
Yeah, you don't...
At best?
Why not just... Yeah, you don't bench a dude because he strikes out one time, man. He's still a team player.
I mean, Muggs has struck out more than once. I'd just like to put that out there. But
I'd like to say
all
that
great players do.
I'm Team Muggs. By the way...
You're Team Muggs, the guy that started Muggs. Fire Beer Mug.
And I'd also like to say, you look at the list of the all-time greatest home run hitters in baseball history.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those same guys are also on the all-time strikeout list.
Right, exactly.
Just how it works.
But they also hit home runs. And that's different from beer.
Hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball.
Right.
That's true. Yep. The new limited edition K-Rock Gorilla stickers, why we're bringing all this up is at all, as you know by now, SoCal Hot Topic locations. You're trying to win
yourself.
A lot
yourself... of guys eat sunflowers, like on the bench.
Let me do the thing here, Allie.
Entire flowers?
The entire
flower. Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Trying to win the intimate show with the band, also a 2019 Honda Fit and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. Now, all that is going on at all Hot Topic locations. But every day, there's also a super special location that Beer Mug is at with additional prizes, and that's what he's here to tell us.
Today, only four more stops left. 9 of 12. We're going to be at 239 Los Cerritos Center in Cerritos, giving the new Demon Days sticker away. We have Demon Days tickets, System of a Down, and Incubus tickets, Rise Against. So make sure you show up at 1 o'clock. Bring your summer penises. I will be there. Ready to take
them. Will you
be
checking?
Yes.
Okay. Like he does.
Right?
I'm going to say that was a clean single right there.
That was a clean single. Was it an error, though? Was it an error, like the second
base?
Did
he trip over the bag, though?
Right?
A little bit.
1-3 at the Hot Topic in the Los Cerritos Center. That's today with Beer Mug. Look for the K-Rock Band. All right, time for our final look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
Guys, I want to give you something. You've listened to the whole show. I mean, you deserve it. Because you can't win unless you've listened to the whole show. You
That's
have to
correct.
Tell us what we've done. You can't just be checking in now. Here's what you're going to get. You are going to get, that music has something to do with it. Two tickets to Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back in concert at the Hollywood Bowl on August 11th.
Yeah!
You're going to watch it on the big screen up there. And then John Williams' iconic score is performed live by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by David Newman. If you haven't seen the Bowl when they put on shows like this, it is so much fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Such a great time. They're doing A New Hope on August 7th and 10th, but The Empire Strikes Back is August 9th and 11th. And if your caller's 10 and 11 right now at 1-800-520-1067, you are going to get a pair of tickets to Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back in concert at the Hollywood Bowl on August 11th.
What
Good
is
luck.
The attraction of Star Wars? Who can say?
Who can say? Who can say? If you missed it, big news right now. Blake Griffin has to fork over $258,000 a month in child support for his two young children with their mother, Bryn Cameron. This is according to court documents obtained exclusively by Radar Online. They've been in a nasty paternity case and civil suit ever since he broke off their engagement shortly after he started dating Kendall Jenner. That will break up a couple, usually, when he starts dating someone, especially
Holy
a Kardashian.
Holy mackerel!
I know, it's true. In court documents, Cameron claimed that he booted her and their two children, Ford, who's now 5, and Finn, 2, from his $12 million Pacific Palisades mansion, and she was reduced to being homeless and only had $100 in her personal bank account.
Unreal!
So, here's the thing. He signed a 5-year, $173 million contract extension with the Clippers. Yeah. last July or June and then was traded to the Pistons in late January. Because nothing says smart like picking up a guy that's always injured with
sure.
that contract.
That kind of contract.
That's the life right there.
Right. The life
that's
right there.
That's the life.
Mm-hmm. So apparently she's getting $258,000 a month, which turns
out
to be.
You said a month, though. You mean,
no, I mean
a year?
I mean an actual month.
Oh.
Which turns out to be about $3 million a year. And it looks like his annual income now from the Pistons and then other sources, including his investments, his annual income is about $35 million a year.
He has done a lot of stuff.
That is true.
That is well. Absolutely true. But if you, I think if you do the math, that winds up being about, what, 10% of his salary, which in California, I think he's getting off pretty easy. Right?
Yeah. Amen to that.
Right? No, no, fine. It's the numbers are insane to us, but
yeah, it's
you know,
incredible.
We don't have that kind of money to be doling out, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't. Bean does,
sure.
And he would have had another million if he wasn't so kind, right?
Or rub that in, aren't
or
you?
Dumb, kind or dumb, fine line.
Oh, it's such a good story. This is very, very bizarre. Not sure if you saw this yesterday, but TMZ snapped a picture of a stand-in for one of the child actors on the movie Good Boys. The actor is a placeholder for Keith L. Williams, who's 11 years old. So while he's on break, they have a stand-in. Okay. The stand-in was in blackface because Keith is an African-American 11-year-old kid.
Oh, and that was for the lighting and camera and everything like
that's what they're saying. He was in dark makeup, also wearing a fake afro and a fat suit. Production company is defending the move, saying it's not uncommon and it's just for lighting purposes.
It's like when you hold up a white sheet of paper so that they can get a, you know,
like
a white balance.
Balance.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. But are there no 11-year-old African-American kids around?
That oh, shit, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war.
I don't think
on,
there's
everybody.
A full war
it's
yet.
It's going down.
All right.
Race war. Come on. Race war.
I mean, it's possible they don't have, I don't know who this actor is that he's filling in for, but it's possible it's not a big enough role or that he needs a body double, for instance, or even a stand-in. So maybe just whoever's around, let's just throw them in there for the lighting.
And I don't think and put this, blackface on him?
I mean, for the, it, look, I sort of buy the explanation as to why they did it.
Hmm. Yeah, I, do
I don't think they were at all doing it to be racist, if that's what people are now suggesting.
Well, they're
it
definitely sounds racist. Doing it to be cheap as F.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely being cheap. There's no question about that. But I don't think, I mean, I think it that's a logical explanation to me as a layperson who doesn't know anything about how TV and movies are made. It sounds like it's possible.
Okay. All right.
So are they under fire for it?
Absolutely. You see how white people do?
Right?
Yeah,
that's what
true.
I'm saying. How much would you guys pay for Han Solo's jacket?
Not a collector of that kind of stuff, but I guess it would go for Han Solo's jacket. Mm-hmm.
$60,000. $60,000.
I think it would depend a lot on, you know, which one, which movie, which scene, how iconic is it?
Mm. Okay. Well, this should tell you how iconic it is. A UK-based auction house prop store is holding a huge sale on September 29th. His jacket from Star Wars is estimated to sell for $650,000 to $1.3 million. Somewhere
that
in that ballpark.
That was mind-blowing.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy, right?
Wow, yes.
Also up for auction, Indiana Jones, his brown felt fedora mm-hmm. that he wore in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That
yep.
Estimated to go for as much as $400,000.
Yep.
And Michael J. Fox's Marty McFly's Back to the Future 2 hoverboard. $40,000 to $66,000. And it doesn't even work.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And if you're a little bit more on the romantic side, what about bidding on Rose's farewell note to fiancé Cal from Titanic? That's Kate Winslet's note to Billy Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Could fetch upwards of $8,000. Who are you people?
Right.
People with too much money.
Amen. Some birthdays for you. Sam Worthington, Nick Diaz, Mary Louise Parker, and Edward Furlong. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Riley. The so-called helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning. An all-new Kevin and Bean Show with Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
The Illuminati. What is it?
Well, I think that's been blown wide open for
Dan Reynolds of
Imagine Dragons, right?
John Sin, who won $8.8 million at the World Series of Poker. He was the winner, overall winner. We're going to have him in the studio tomorrow.
That's will not you... in one tournament, is it?
One tournament.
No.
Yeah.
Will you play a hand against him when he is here tomorrow?
Sure.
Please.
I mean, look, you can beat anybody in one hand.
In one hand, of course. Yeah. That one hand is total luck.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, sure. And we also have Keep It 100 because it's Friday, tomorrow morning.